Good morning, we are in Masechet Shavuot, Daf Mem Bet. We're going to start off at the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Bet, the last two lines at the end of the second last line. Hu da amar le lechavre. Havli, should we carry on with examples over here, right, of different types of hoda'ot per miktzah, whether you're chayv shavuot, you're on chayv shavuot. So hu da amar le lechavre, he says to his friend, Havli shit me'azuzah de masik nebach. Give me back the 600 zuz that you owe me. So amar le velo paritach. Maya akve aftzei. How do they translate aftzei? Because Rashi says aftzei is galash belaaz umabadin ben orot. It's something to use to processing of leather. It's not good with saying what's it called gall nuts. Okay, whatever gall nuts.
It's using
the tearing of hide. Yeah. Usually Rashi says yeah for process of leather. But I mean, let's see.
Gall nuts. It's like things you get on growths. You get on the leaves.
On the leaves. Oh, okay. Is it okay, we've seen this before. Okay, so it's with some commodity. Okay, so I've paid you back to kaim v'shita shita, and they're worth each one's. I've given you 100 aftei, and if aftei is worth 6 zuz, so there's your 600 zuz that you're claiming from me. So the guy says, "Amar le lav ba'arba havu kaim, but aren't they worth 4 zuz? Which means you still owe me 200 zuz, right?" So what's going on over here? Basically, he originally says, give me back the 600 that you owe me. He said, well, I paid you 100 of these things, and they were 6. So they're actually worth 4. So the truth be told is that both of them aren't 100% here, right? Because the toveya knows he got something back, so why did he say, give me back the 600? On the other hand, he says, but I paid you back, and they were 600, so not actually worth 400. Okay. So my love, so I to trace Sadev Amrus. Now two witnesses arrive. What do the witnesses say? And yes, ba'arba arba habu kaime. Right? But look at Rashi there quickly. He adds in there ba'aiti, the first line of the Rashi there. So the two witnesses came and said, yes, they were worth 4 each. Right? But Rashi puts in there item malve. The malve, the lendor, he brought the aidim, right? And the arba kaime, and they said they're worth 80, so 44 each. So v'toveya matayim. So the toveya is the one who brings the aid, and now he says, okay, so you owe me 200. V'ze omer praetich mikol makom, and the nitba says, no. Whatever they were, I paid you back everything. But irrespective whether it's 4 or 6, it doesn't matter, I paid you back the whole amount. Im lo ba'afatzim, as praetich b'mot. See, Rashi adds in a whole new picture here. Right, changes the whole spark, the whole pact, pshat completely. So as far as Rashi's concerned, the guy says, I paid you. He says, you haven't paid me, they're only worth 4. He says, look, either I paid you, they're worth 4, then I made you up the 200, I paid you, they're worth 6, and I paid you. It doesn't matter, I don't need any more money. So now, Amarava, so the question now is this a modi b'miktzat? Or is it a kofir bako? So Amarava, huchzak kafran. Rava says, this guy is huchzak as a kafran. And if he's also as a kafran, then what we can't make him make a shvur, right? So we've got two choices really we've learned in the last day or two. The one is that we take him to Beit Din, we bring Adim and he owes the money, and therefore there'll be Adim here that he paid back 100 with 4 and he pays the 200. Or he's a kafran, he can't make the shvur, therefore because it's a doraita, we can make pachshur. Remember, we can put the shvur onto the tovei and he can make the shvur on the balance, etc. So, Amar Huchza kafran. So now, who says he's a kafran? Rava. Now, just to remind ourselves quickly of yesterday. Go to the quick back to the yesterday's shiur at the end of Amud Bet of Mem Aleph. We had the case. One five lines of Hud Amale Chavre Havli Me'azuzay Demasik. Give me 100 that you owe me. Amale Lo Paticha Bitnei Plani. Didn't I pay you for the Plani and Plani? Came Plani and Plani, and they said Lo Ayud Vemola. Never such things. Rav Sheshet Lememar Huchzak Kafran. Rav Sheshet said the guy's a kafran. And Amale Rava. What did Rava say to him? Don't be literal here. He thought that he paid him in front of those 80. He didn't pay him in front of 80. He doesn't remember what he paid him in front of, right? So if you can't hold him reliable, accountable, remember Rashi says, yeah, he never asked to be paid in front of 80. So therefore, he never had to pay him back in front of 80. Right? So therefore, he doesn't really remember if he paid him in front of 80 or didn't pay him in front of 80. But he knows he paid him. And that was Rava's response to Rav Sheshet. Now Rava's the one who says he's a kafran. Mm-hmm. Right? So the Amar Rami Bar Chama says to Rava, but Rava, you ha Marta call Milta Rami Elad Inish Lavadate. You the one who said, look, Rashi changed it slightly different. Look at the Rashi of the Lord Rami, the third lines of Rashi. Yeah, but you the one, Rava, who said that if Vahai Nami, this guy's well, Lord Rami Elad Omar Ba'ez Inyan Prami. He doesn't exactly remember how he paid him. Ela Prate Stami, he knows he paid him. Hilchachlonis, because he didn't make a huge effort to remember. The Savur Shekachasha, and he thought that he paid him at the rate of 6 to 1.
But here he says that the value is a problem. Not that he didn't pay him.
But
instead of six.
I don't know what it says there. I don't know what Rashi says. Rashi says that the guy says to him, listen, I paid you at the value of 6. He said the value of 4. They brought 8 in the value of 4. And then he says to them, look, I don't care what the value was. As far as I know, I've paid you. Either with that or with something else. That's Rashi. If I didn't pay you with afatzim, I'll pay you with money. That's how Rashi explains it. Rashi says, if it was worth 4, then I paid you 100 of those plus 200. If it was worth 6, I paid you only 6. I don't remember what I paid you. That's Rashi. So yeah, he says, "Ele patiches tam hilchach lo niskar." Doesn't remember. V'savur shekach hashar v'lo huchzak kafran, and therefore v'nishba shepara mikol makom. Therefore, he makes a shvua. Right. So that is what Rami Bar Chama says to Rava. So now Rava says, "No. Why is there a difference between there and here? Is it clear what I want to say? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So he says like this." So he says, I'm going to Rava. He says, Ktsute de tare mitkar de kire inshe. He says, listen, there's a little bit of a difference here. When you told me there that he paid him in front of Adim or he didn't pay in front of Adim, so there wasn't a condition inherent in the loan that he had to pay in front of Adim. So he wasn't sure if he paid in front of Adim, but the shar. Now, anybody who spends a little bit of time with Yaakov Kessler in the morning knows that people who deal in rates know the rates. They remember the shahr, boy. He can tell you the shahr of a share going back 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, what it was yesterday, this morning. He knows what shares. I didn't even buy what rate I paid for them. Okay? So that's basically what Rava is saying over here. He says, Ketzote de Tara, mid kar de chira inche. Look at Rashi there. Vehuchza kafran. And therefore the guy's a liar. Because that's the thing is not now.
You are mula dad.
Exactly.
But he's talking about the value of the
merchant. Whether it's 4 or 6.
But it's different from the other case.
Other case, there wasn't a rate. It was just Adim.
Yeah.
So that's what Rabbi's saying. Rabbi's saying, listen, here this case is different. Why? Because here the issue is the rate of the money.
That's what I wanted to say.
People remember that. There wasn't money around. Right, okay. So, Midkar Dechira Incha. Now, I made a note here. It's Rabbi Chanan now. Look at Rabbi Chanan, it just adds in a bit of a twist of it. Look at Rabbi Chanan over there. Can you see the Dibra Rabbi Chanan, Hahu? Just above the Hahu. Right, it says, Mitkar Dechira Inche, people remember. Over Makom Eidim, Lo Amrinan Ta'anta Delove Taina. And since there are Eidim around, we can't accept the Taina of the Love. Eidim here are saying that it's 4. We know the fact that the lawyer might think that it's 6, even though we say people remember the rates. We've got 80, which tell us that the rate was 4. That is what we go by. Okay, it's very important. We don't rely on the lawyer because there are 280 in the picture. That's Rabbi Nechanel adds on to that. Okay. A new case. Ahud Amel Achavrei, Havli Me'azuzai Demasik Nebach, V'ashtara. He says, not only do you owe me the money, the 100 zuz, but here's a star. So Amale, he says to him, Pratich, I've paid you. So Amarle, he says, no. Henu sitrai ninu. What you paid me was for something else. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel quickly. It says here, Amale malve henu sitrai ninu. Peirush mitzad acher hayuli alecha uparatoti. Okay? There's two different loans. This star is for this loan. What you paid me was for that loan. Okay. Now remember, we've learned this before, right? In all the other Gemara, when a person's holding the star, so yeah, do alam ala elyona, right? Because the person should have got the star back when he paid him. The fact that he had never got the star back is grounds to believe that the taki is alone over here, right? So he says to him, Amar Rav Nachman itra shtara. And we saw this yesterday as well. Rav Nachman says the star is pagum. Why is the star pagum? Right? Look at Rashi. The fifth lines of Rashi when it gets narrow. Itrashtara, hoyil umode shekiblam. Since the malve, the lendor, admits that he received money. Velav ko kemin lomasi train. Who that is he to come along and say it was for something else? You can't just decide that it was something else. You're admitting you received the money, the same amount of money.
But he has the shtar.
Yeah, why do you believe him on one thing, you don't believe him on the other?
He has the shtar, agreed. But the fact of the matter is that he can't just wake up and say there's another loan. The love was there. What are you talking about? There wasn't another loan. It was the loan. No, so why do you have the shtar? I trusted you to destroy the shtar. You told me you're going to throw it away. You told me you couldn't find it. I believed you. You're a nice guy. We're friends. You lent me the money. All right. You're right. It's not such one. Right? That's why. Look here. So that's Rav Papa. And that was Rav Nachman. Rav Papa says, Loi Trashtara. Rav Papa says, what are you talking about? Exactly like you all said, yeah, right? There's a star. What do you mean, we Trashtara? The guy's got a star. Right? Rav Papa, am I Loi Trashtara? So now the Gemara says, Ura Papa, now Rav Papa who's saying that the star is a good star. Ura Papa, my shnai miahud amalei chavre. What's the difference in this case to the case we're going to bring now, where one guy says to his friend, Havli mazuzed mesiknebach vashtar, he has my star. And Amarle, and he said to him, Lav atore yavdi. No. That star is not for this loan. He says, atore yavdi. You lent me money. Look at Rashi there. Atore yahavteli liknot men shvarim. You didn't want to go and buy some bulls. Leshchite lemachtischa. We went into partnership. We were going to go buy some prize bulls there to go and shech them and become partners in it. Ve'atit ve'it yaft amsachta. Look at it. He says you came and you sat. Amsachta. Rashi says makom shemekapchina basaru mochid at the marketplace with the shechtim. The shechtim were and they shechted there like the butcher house or whatever. Right. The abattoirs. The kibalta zuzek, and you got your money back. Right? Va'amalei, and he says to him, no, henu sitrai ninu, that's a different loan. So he says, what are you talking about? That was for the shore, and I already paid you back. And you remember, you came to the butcher, and you got the money, and I paid you back. He says, no, that was something else. This is a different star. And there, on that case, Amarav Papa, itrashtara. Rav Papa says it's a star. So how come there Rav Papa was happy to say it's a star, the star's a bad star, and therefore you can't rely on that star? And here he says it's not a bad star. Here he says love it's a star. So what's the difference? You with me? Everyone with the case clear? Right? So he says, Hatam kevan deka amar atura yahavtali umiture shakalta. There he brought a proper example. He said it wasn't just stummy, fobbed him off and said, it's a different loan. He said, no, mister, that money was for the shore. And for the shore you came, and I paid you, and you were partners, and you sat at the butcher place, and they probably ate him. We saw you sitting in the butcher place, and you got we shechted at the shore. You got the money,
and he admitted it.
And he admitted getting the money. You got there. There's substantial, sort of circumstantial evidence here, right? Shakalti says, "Hatam kavet amaturei avtem mutrek shak itrashtara hacha." Here, what did the guy just say? Amor sitrana ninu, just stammered. It was another one. So the Gemara says, "My havala." What's the outcome? What happened in the end and all of that? He says, "Rav Papi Amar Lo Itrashtara." Rav Sheshib Red Rav Idi Amar Itrashtara. The Hilchata Itrashtara. Alocha is Itrashtara. It is a bad star. Not like, in other words, like Rav Papa. Sorry, not like Rav Papa. No. Like Rav Nachman.
Which case? The first case?
The first case was Dr. Nachman, and it was a bad star. And even though Rav Papa wanted to make the distinction between the two cases, it doesn't make a difference. Once the guy admits that he received a certain amount of money, he can't just say it's a different case. Right. Okay. Well, now the Gemara limits this. It says, Vahani mili de pare ba'apa sahade. That's when he paid him back in front of witnesses. She's like, even the Gemara accepts that Rav Papa a little bit over here, right? So you can't just stam, there is a star. So why do we accept it? Because he had 80. Velo idkar le shtara, you see? And the star was never mentioned. Look at Rashi there, velo idkar shtara. Velo idkar le shtara, she yitol ashtar miyado. No one spoke about the star. Witnesses came, he paid him back, and they forgot about the star. So why has he got the star? The star was never mentioned. He thought, I'll add him around, forget the star. He even forgot there was a star. You know, sometimes you can do that. You forgot you lent money on the star, maybe you forgot the star. look, let's be honest. Yeah. A shtar is there for a reason, right? And the guy maybe should be chayav because he's negligent. There was a shtar, get your shtar back. Otherwise, you stand the risk of losing money again. But nonetheless, like Gemara says, if there were Edim around, then we can. Aval, Pare Ben Didele Didele, if there weren't Edim around, and he just paid him privately in his own house. Migo de Yachol Meimar, the Malvik can always say, Lo Hayudvari Meolam. He can say, what are you talking about? Because there's a Migo here, right? If you come to my house and pay back the money, no one sees, I can turn around and say, what are you talking about? You're talking nonsense, you didn't pay me back. And your word is as good as my word. Now, why didn't anybody believe you? You're admitting that you owe me the money, right? So, Yachol no Meimar, I said right now, just because the Malvik can say there was the Migo, he can say there wasn't this thing, we believe him as well when he says that there was another loan. Ukeda Avimi Bered Rabbi Abahu. And that's Aloha Rabin Devei Rabbi Abahu. Look at Rashi there. Ukeda Avimi Bered Rabbi Abahu. Kasina Vahubi Maseche Ketuba Perka Kotev. The Matik Ya Masle. The case like this came to him and he passed the Aloha exactly like this. Everything Ketuba will learn, please God. Okay. New case. Hahud Amle Lechavrei. And this is interesting. Now, this is obviously the person is doing this to try and encourage the guy to lend him money. Because the more I thought about it, why would you ever say this to anybody? You'll see this case in a second. You understand what I mean? The guy says like this. Huda Amal al-Khavra. He says to his friend who's lending him the money. May monthly, you are trustworthy on me. Call Aimata Amarta Li Lo Pranev. As long as you tell me I haven't repaid, even if I've repaid you, but if you come and say you haven't repaid me, I will trust you. In other words, your word is your word. Azal Pare Ba'ape Sahadeh. He went and paid, but didn't pay Ben Dide Le Dide. He paid Ba'ape Sahadeh with witnesses. So Abaye V'Rava Amre Travayu Ha'Himne. Rav and Abaye say, what do you want? Ha'Himne. Who's Himne? The Malve. If the Malve wants to come along now and say you never got paid, the guy agreed, underlying understanding of the loan was, if you say I haven't paid, I haven't paid. So, I paid you what? Doesn't matter. Wow. Paid you for witnesses.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. He agreed to the Malve that if you say that the only person here who's got any say is you.
It's like a, what's that term? Asmachta?
An asmachta, right?
Where
I
think it's. I'm just saying it, whatever you say.
When we said before, they didn't really mean it.
Right.
That's very good. I don't think that's not the good answer. We've seen it before. We've seen it before where the guy just said the no, it wasn't an asmachta. It was where he said the Lord like a guzma, like where we said that he just said things because he wanted you to believe him, sort of like to persuade you, whatever the case was. All right, interesting. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, Papa says, Nahi dehimne tfei minafshe. He says, look, let's be realistic now. What he really meant, the Lord, was that I'm relying on you more than I'm relying on me. Like Mati said, I rely on your memory better than my memory. But can he realistically believe him to be more reliable than two witnesses? That's not. Okay, so that's the machlok there. Now the Gemara takes this example and complicates it a bit more. Now he didn't say, right? First he said, now he says, like two Adim. Call Aimata Amarta Lo Prana, as long as you say I haven't paid. Right? Azal Par. What's it?
Smachta. This is in the back of this English glossary.
Yeah?
Literally reliance. A conditional commitment made by a party who does not really expect to have to honor.
Skoch, brilliant. Very good.
Okay. It also means a verse cited by the Gemara.
Yeah. Smachta also means that. Okay, very good. Skoch. Okay. Azal Pare. Where is that? Is that. I haven't got that in my Gemara, eh?
Gee whiz. Glossary.
That's why you pay double for the English, eh? For the glossary. There we are. At least you got your money's worth, Laura, Robert. Okay. But he's also got Adranalach. That's the difference. We only pay half. You see, you pay half. You only get the glossary. Okay. So who? Double chaver mehemat li kavei trei kolemat amart lo parana. If there's two witnesses, Azel Pare Ba'apet Latte. So what did he pay in front of three witnesses now, not in front of two? Amar Papa Kabay Trehimne, Kabay Tlatte Lohimne. Our Papa says, no. He was Kabay Trehimne. But Kabay Tlatte was, in other words, we rely on the witnesses. He was only Kabay Tre. Right? Amar Rav Hunabarad Rav Yoshua, Rav Papa. So our poor Papa says, when he said, I rely on you, that's up to two. But yeah, I paid in front of three. So therefore, they're more reliable than you. Some aidim are good aidim. So Rav Huna says to Rav Papa, Eimor de Amre Rabbanan de Azlan Baterov Deot. Right, what are you talking about? He says, you're telling me that the Chachamim go after Rav Deot? When do we go after Rav Deot? Hani mini linyan umdina. Right, that's when we're trying to get an umdina, right? Look at the Kutei Rashi over here. Umdina, the very first Kutei Rashi on the Amud. He says, Likutei umdina, it's a Gemara in Yuma. He says, what's lema de mamona? Kagon b'shuma sheshamin lebalchov. That's when we want to get opinions of people to assess value. That's harachat shamay. We would go if we do a survey, let's say, of the market. Yeah. We ask 10 people what something's worth. Then if 3 said it's worth 5 and 8 said it's worth 7, we'll go after the 7. That's when we're interested in more or less. But in Eidut,
2 is like 100.
But exactly, by a treikabaya, right? Says about the common official, bekiatfei, because then the more people that there are, the more expertise we have in the pool, so to speak. About the Indian, Eidut, exactly like I just said, maya ketrei vetrei kameya. We've said maya Eidut ketrei Eidut kameya Eidut dami. 2 is like 100, 100 is like 2. So what do we care if it was 2 or 3? So why are you telling me that when he said kebay tray, the fact that he's got 3 now, it's worth more than the bay tray? What's the difference?
Exactly. Right.
Right, that's the one side of this example. The Gemara brings a lishna achrina. So look at another lashon of how this was said. The same story. You trust you like 2 witnesses as long as I haven't paid. Azalu pari ba'apetlati when you pay with in front of 3. Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa said, right. Now this is Rav Papa. Right. Remember we had the first case we had. It was Rav Papa said, Ketray he was, not but 2. So Rav Papa says, Tray him nay, Kebet Elohim nay. Same Rav Papa, right? 2, accept, but not 3. In other words, 3 is better than 2, and therefore your Adim are good Adim here. Mashki Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yoshua. Same people, right? Huna Bered says, what are you talking about? Tray Kamei or Man Ketray? So now here Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yoshua now says, Aval the E Amale Kebet Klata, but what? If he had said, that's when he says Kebet Tray. Kebay Trey is like 100, 100 is like 2, makes the difference. But says Rav Yoshua, right? Says Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua. If he had said to him, Mahemne Kebay Klata, like 3, Va'azal Pare Ba'ape Bay Arba, Kivan De Nachin Adai or Nachin Adai, then I would have said maybe you're different. Why? Because when he said Kebay Trey is using a definition that we understand of Eidut. And when it comes to Eidut, there's no difference 2 or 100. But if he had said to him, you're reliant like 3, Dafka. Then it would have been exactly like a Dafka case. Then we're not in the world of Eidut anymore. We're in the world of assessment. And in the world of assessment, we just saw a second ago in a Shuma, 3 is worth more than 2 because we're looking at Deot, opinions. Then I would have said, you're right. Okay, you brought 4 would have been a better one, right? Okay, that's that answer there. Okay, and now we go back to our Mishnah. Ein nishba'in al ta'anat cheresh shoteh v'katan, v'ein mashbin et ha'katan. Right, remember the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, look at the Mishnah quickly. What amud is the Mishnah on? Lamed Tet. Lamed Chet. Yeah, the very last line of Mishnah, thank you. Lamed Chet Amud Bet Ein Nishbein Al Tal Chereshot Of A Katan Vein Mashbin Et A Katan Aval Nishbein Le Katan Ule Hegdesh. Right, so you don't make a shvur on a tina if a Chereshot Of A Katan comes to claim something from you, and you don't make them make a shvur, but you do make a shvur Aval Nishbein Le Katan Ule Hegdesh. So Ein Nishbein Al Ta'anat Katan, but you nishba to a Katan. We'll see the difference between those two examples. Okay, what does it mean? Okay. So the Gemara says as follows. V'ha, my timer, why don't you make a shvur l'cherushut of a katan? Amar krak, he ten ish. Pasuk says that who gives you the money, who gives you the stuff? It's an ish. Right? Ar-re'eyu kesef akirin shmur. V'ein netina katan klum. Therefore, when a katan gives you something to look after, right, it means nothing. There's no netina. It has to be an ish. And therefore, there's nothing to claim here. He never had the da'at to give it to you, and therefore, I suppose if he gave it to you, whatever, I don't know how you've got it, but bottom line is you can't make a shvua. That's that. The Gemara answered that very, very quickly. Aval nishbein lekatan ulehegdesh. The end of the Mishnah, they said, but you do make a shvur to katan and hegdesh. What does it mean? Moshe says, v'ha amart reisha enishbein amtana shot of a katan. The previous line in the Mishnah just said, enishbein, you don't make a shvur on a taina when a katan came to claim something. What does it mean, enishbein on a katan? So amarav, bevo betanat avi. Remember this Gemara? We learned this Gemara before. Right? He says, bevo betanat aviv. What does it mean, bevo betanat aviv? Look at Rashi, the second last lines of the Rashi at the bottom. Ha diktani nishba'in. When do we say you do make a shvua? Benetinat ish. Are you benetinat ish? So now how can a katan make a tainus? He says, no. Sheha katan toano. The katan says, avi mashu lerchem. My father gave you something. So there was netina. Because the netina, the giving was by an ish, who was his father. Right? He's coming in the steps, in the shoes of his father. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he. And who's that going according to? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. To tell you a brighter. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer. It's a bright in Ketuvot, and it's a bright in Gittim. We've seen this Gemara. Right? Pa'amim she'adam nishba al ta'anot atzmo. So at the moment, the Gemara gives us an ukimta here, that the whole case is what? That sometimes a person makes a shvur even on his own claim. What's his own claim? Ketzad, how does it work? Amar lo, the katan, we're talking about a katan who's a yatom, right? His father's dead now. Right? Amar lo, mana la'avicha b'yadi. He says, you know what? He says, the katan, or a guy says to a person, says to a katan who's died, he says, your father gave me a mana. Aval vehechaltiv pras. Right, what do you mean vehechaltiv pras? Look at Rashi, the bottom last one of Rashi. Vehichzarti lo chetzi. Vechetzio beyadi. But I've still got half. In a case like this, right? The Gemara says, Arezi nishba. Vezehu she nishba al tanut atzmo. This, okay? And look at Rashi there. Chayav nishabal ashar. So now I come to you, the kid. And I said, listen, your father lent me 100, but I paid him back 50. I've now got to make a shvua that I've paid him back the 50. Because the katan doesn't know, right? And the katan's got no limam. And I'm telling you. Now you would think, wow, I'm a nice guy. Why I could have kept quiet and not told you anything. Why am I even admitting that I owe you the 50, right? And therefore, I've got to make a shvua. Look at the Gemara. Chachamim Amrim. Eino ele kemeshiv aveda v'patru. I mean, so what are you talking about? He's a good guy. He's a nice guy. He's returning a lost item. As far as the katan was concerned, it was lost. He didn't even know about it. And if he hadn't come and told him about it, he wouldn't have known about it. And therefore, he can make a shvua. Say, thank you very much, Mr. So-and-so. Give me the money. And he goes home. And he's happy like anything because he's got 50 more than he had the day before. Right. So, and Amrav, so that is the example where he says there, lefamim nishba al tanat atzmo. And that's, we talk about here, nishba le katan, where I tell the katan, and etc. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Gemara says, wait a second. And who we said, that was like Rabbi ben Yaakov, right? But Rabbi ben Yaakov said that he makes a tanat, Chacham said, doesn't make a shvua. So the Gemara says, what? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, lately, meshiv avada patur? Or Rabbi ben Yaakov doesn't hold of that? What he says, that meshiv avada to make a shvua, it's meshiv avada here. Why is he making a shvua? So Rav says, I'm a Rav, b'she'ta'ano katan. He says, what's going on over here? B'she'ta'ano katan. Right? And that's the whole reason behind this over here. Right? He says, the other way around. See, look at the Rashi there, b'she'ta'ano katan. He says, b'ta'ano katan, yetom katan toveya. He said, I owe you the money. The katan said, make a shvua. Right? That's what he says over here. B'sheto ano katan, on behalf of the father. In other words, the katan is now saying, you say my father, you got to pay make a shvua, you pay back the half. So the Gemara says, but wait a second, but katan, you're saying the katan's making him make the shvua now. How can it be? We said a few seconds ago that you don't make a shvua if a katan gives you a taina. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. Lo olam gadol. Actually, he's a gadol. Va'amai karu le katan. Why is he called a katan? Tilegabe mile davua katanu. Because he's really a katan with regard to his father. Now this, everybody around the table, right, is unhappy with that, right? it's a difficult one. So the Gemara says, wait a second. A second ago you told me that Rabbi Eliezer says that there's a case sometimes of nishba al tanot atzmo, that he makes a shvua on his own claim. If it's the tana of the katan, then look at the Gemara. Ihachi, tanot atzmo. That's not tanot atzmo. That's Tanakharimi. That's not you telling me that I came to the cut and I said, listen, I owe your father 100 and I'm paying back 50 and I'm making a shua on my own claim. Now suddenly you're telling me, no, the katan was the one who made me make a shua. Then you say, but how can a katan make a shua? You said, actually, not a katan, it's a gadol. Okay, so now we accept it's a gadol. But if it's a gadol, then and he's making the taina, then it's no longer a shua atatzmi. It's a shua because of a gadol who demanded a shua from me. And when the Gemara says, tana l'achayrim vodat atzmo, that's a tana of achayrim. It's another person who makes the taina, and he's modeh. The whole world of tainas and shvuas is about third-party claims and me making a shvua. So why is this different to anywhere else in the whole of this of Shas? So the Gemara says, no, you're right. Let's go back a second. It's not the taina of a gadol. So etc. What is the what's the real machloket here? What's the real machloket here between Rabbi Zeb and Yaakov and the Chachamim? The real machloket is b'derabek mifligah. They've got a machloket about the underlying concept of shvua and tainas and moed b'miktzat of rabba. Look at Rashi here quickly. He says kulu tainas. He says umay pa'amim v'rabanan. Sorry. Kulu tainas. Umay pa'amim v'rabanan amar pligalei. Why do we say that sometimes is a case of atzmi and chachamim? Look at Likutei Rashi now. For those you've got Likutei Rashi, go look over here at Kulu Nami Tana Lacherim. Here's a Gemara that they bring over here from Gittin, where we learned this before. It says, Kulu Nami Lacherim. It says, V'lechach nishbayin alei. This is why you make a shvu. B'chi hai gavlin, this is the case. Why Rabbanan cholek on Rabbi, what was his name again there? Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov. Right? Why they got a machloket, yeah? Right? How can we say that sometimes it's a guy makes a shvua on his own? At the end of the day, call shata ki hai governor. This is how standard shvuas are made. So the Gemara says no, but Rabbi Kamiflege. Right? Look at the Likutei Rashi. Carry on with me. He says, Lord Taima betoano gadol. We're changing our, it's not a gadol. Like we said, it's actually a gadol, but it's only a katan in relevance to his father. No. Elebetoano katan. We're going back to original case. It's a katan over here. Udekashelach einish b'natanat katan. And your question, which you asked, a good question, but we don't make shvuas on tanas of katanim. Hanimile b'shetoano hefkadeti lecha degabe shvua kativ. That's when he says I gave it to you, right? Why? Because kiyteni shvulo katan. Because it can't be that he gave it to you. When a katan gave it to you, then we don't make a shvua of a katan. Aval ba betanat aviv, but if a katan comes on the back of his father, right, nishbain afilu lekatan, even to a katan we will make a shvua, because he said my father gave it, he wasn't a tina. Ulu rabbanan afilu legadol, and as far as rabbanan were concerned, who are cholek on Rabbi, right, afilu legadol einishbain, even if it's a gadol, he comes on, and the katan comes, it was a gadol, we are nishbain, rav, right, man laaba. Right? Why don't we? We'll see in a second. So what's the machloket here between, can't remember his name all the time, yeah, between Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov and Chachamim, is around Rabba. In other words, when a katan comes on the back of his father, Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov says that you do then make a shvua to a taina of a katan, and Chachamim say even then you still don't make a shvua to the taina of a katan, even if he comes for his father. And why? Because I'll give out a word. Let's go back in the Gemara. Amar Rabba, mipnei ma amra Torah mori b'miktzad taina yishvu yishava. What is the underlying concept of making a shvua for mori b'miktzad? Chazoka says Rabba. We've got a chazoka. Ein Adam meiz panav ibnei bal chovo. A person is not so, how do you say, mayz panav? What's the word?
Brazen.
Okay. He's not so, okay, brazen, okay. I was thinking of another word, I can't come to my mind now, but yeah, right. In other words, he hasn't got the chutzpah, right? Incident. He hasn't got the chutzpah to say, I don't owe you the money. The guy owes you money. He can't lie to you. People, as a rule, are not liars. They can't just say, I don't owe you the money, right? So what's the story? Vahai, but this guy, Bakule by the difference. This guy really wanted to say, I don't owe you the money. He didn't want to admit to it. Vahai the law kafre. So why didn't he? Mishum de eno meiz pana b'nei b'chov. If he couldn't, he said, you know, I owe you half. On the other hand, right? So that's the one side of the story. That the guy really in mamish didn't want to pay. He wants to be a ganef, but he can't bring himself to be a ganef. He doesn't have enough chutzpah. On the other hand, But he really didn't want to even say, I don't owe you half. He wanted to admit, I owe you everything. Right? Just one second, right? Okay, a second. But why didn't he admit to you? We've seen before, he hasn't got the money. And therefore, you know, I'll buy some time. So on the one hand, the guy, you can have a case where a guy doesn't want to admit at all, but he's a ganef, but he can't bring himself to do it. On the other hand, the guy hasn't got the money, so he wants to say, are you all, but he can't afford to pay, so it's only pay you half. Now look at the Likutei Rashi. Just jump down here quickly, those of you who got Likutei Rashi there. Five lines where it gets wide. Uvekule ba'e delode. He wants to own up to everything. He says, v'chi taima lo nishbei ashara demigo de chashu mamona chashu dami ashvuata. Why do we like make a shvua then? Why don't we say, what is it? This guy's chashud. He's lying to you. He says, I owe you half, but he owes you the whole amount. He's owning up to half. So therefore, we should say the guy's a chashud. He's a kafran. We don't rely on his shvua. Right? We could say if he's lying to you. Right? Amamone lo chashud. The Rashi says, we aren't chashud mamona. Why? Me de lo kafrei bekule. The fact that he admitted it off, he already wanted to admit to everything. Not because he wanted to steal, just wanted to buy some time. So he says now, okay, bottom line. So we understand now why we're saying he's not chashed on the Shavua. So that is the Masa, that's Rabbah. So how do Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Chaim argue about Rabbah? Now we can understand. Now look here, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Savar, Loshna Bno, Bo Veloshna Bno. When a person, when he's got the Chazoka, Ein Adam Meis Panav Livech Baal Din, right? He doesn't make a difference whether he's actually talking to him or to his son. He hasn't got the Chutzpah to Meis. And therefore, Ein O Meis. And therefore, it's not just a nice guy giving you back a gift, this Meshav Aveda, because he wouldn't meiz to lie to you. Right? And therefore, we make him make a shvua, like any other mod of a mitzvah. V'rabbanan savrei, befanav hu de'eno meiz. Rabbanan says, no, he hasn't got the chutzpah to meiz to in front of the guy who actually gave him the money. But he doesn't care about the son. The son, he would say whatever he wants. And the very fact that the guy never denied it all but admitted to owing a bit, that's Meshav Aveda, because there's no chazok anymore. Okay? So that's the machlok between Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He says that's why he says the Meshav Aveda, and he says not a Meshav Aveda, because same thing. Okay. Now, the Gemara says like this, Mi matzit mokemet like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Are we passing a locha like Rabbi Levin Yaakov that it's actually not Meshav Aveda and it's a proper case? Look at the Mishnah. Manel Abba Biyadcha. The guy says, your father had a money with me. And I only owe you 50. Patur. Why? Because Meshav Aveda. There's the Mishnah seems to be like Chachamim. The Mishnah goes like Chachamim. He says, he's Patur. Because Meshav Aveda. Right? So therefore, it's not at all like Rabbi Yaakov. So the Gemara says, no, no, no. Hatam, what's the case there in the Mishnah? De lo amar barili. There, he's not certain. Hach amar barili. Look at Rashi there. Hatam lo amar barili, the third narrow lines of Rashi. Reisha diktani patru. When the Reisha says patru meshvuak to Meshav Aveda, de lo amar hayatom barili. The yatom, the orphan, wasn't certain. He never knew from his father that there was such a thing. Yeah, okay. Sefer Itay Nishbin, when we said at the end of our Mishnah, Nishbin Lekatan, that's in a case where the cousin says, I know that certainly has been my family for the last, my father did that 50 years, every day of his life, that so-and-so's got money of mine. There's not a question of my mind here. Make a shvua. That's the difference. Okay. Shmuel, now, we finished with that actual particular incident there of Rabbi Yaakov and Chachamim, but now with regards to the whole concept of a shvua making a katan, a katan making a shvua, Shmuel says as follows: Shvur Amar le katan lifra minichse katan. When did we say that nishba le katan? What was our Mishnah speaking about? Our Mishnah was speaking about a case of its nechasim of a katan. Look at Rashi: lifra minichse katan minichase yatom vaafilu hotzi shtar alav tarich shvua shlonit kabel chov ze me'aviv. Right? That if a katan comes to you and says, listen, my father, I know that it's now his nechasim, right? Then you make a cut. And the hegdesh lifra minichs hegdesh. And if somebody took money and they used that money and they gave, and they owed you money and they made it magdish to hegdesh, you got a hegdesh, you get the money back. You can make a shuv hegdesh rashi there. So now I go now generously give $1 million to the shul. Someone around says, wait a second, $1 million is not yours, right? Ubali param and chasim trich shvua, need a shvua. Okay, so because the Mishnah says that you make a shvus, it says when you do hegdesh, it says lifra minich se katan and lifra minich. If you got to actually get the money from the katan or the money from the hegdesh, then you make a shvus. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Le katan lifra minich se katan. But what are you telling us? The Mishnah that the chiddush over here is that le katan lifra minich se katan. We already learned. We got a brighter tanina minich se yatomim. That if you want to get something out of the yatomim, lo yifara ele bishvua. We've already got a makor for that. That's really a Gemara over there. We've already learned. Later on, Daf Mem Hay, we're going to see that the only way you can extract from your Torah is the Shvuah. So you tell me now again here, it's a Shvuah to get from the Katan. So, Tartelamadi, why need two makorot for that? In other words, it can't be that that's our Mishnah because there's no Chiddush. He says, no. We do need a why? Because could I buy Kashisha? What did I buy Kashisha say? Tani I buy Kashisha, Yatomin She'amru or Gedolim. When we said Yatomim, we weren't talking about a katan dafka. We were saying even your Tom Gadol, if he's an orphan, his father left him something, and you want to now get it from him, you've got to make a shvua. Not because he's a katan, because he's a Tom. And if I in Tzarich Lomar Katan, we never mentioned the katanim. It's obvious that if you're a gadol, you've got to make a shvua, you've got to make a shvua or a katan. But here, what is the chiddush over here? Bein the shvua, bein the ziburit. Just like you've got to make the shvua to get nechassim out of the yatomim, you also only get the money for the yatomim. Where do you take the money from? Remember, there are three types of karka, right? There's idit, ziburit, and beinonit, right? The ziburit is the worst kind. Idit is the best kind. The beinonit, you only take from the ziburit. That's why we've got two limudim over here. That on the one hand, you know that for a yatom, you've got to make a shvua, and the other thing is for a yatom, you've got to only get from the ziburit. So that's why it's mentioned to us. Okay. And the hegdesh, same idea. Lehegdesh, lifra minichse hegdesh, we learned in a brighter. Minachasim meshubadim. What are they? We've got a brighter over here, right, in Ketubot, and also later on, Daf Mem Hay. It says there that minachasim meshubadim lo yifru el meshua. If a guy has got nechasim which have got a mortgage on them, and you want to extract from that, you have to make a shvua. So what's the difference if it's a meshubad to a third party? Umali meshubadim lehedyot. If it's mortgage to a third party, umali meshubadim lagavo. If it's mortgage to Hashem, when it's hegdesh, it's if it's mortgage to Hashem, right? Same idea. There's like a mortgage on that from the hegdesh. So why do we need it twice? Same idea here. What's the chiddush here? Why do we mention this twice in the Gemara? It's just we need a why. Sagar chamin. What would you have thought? Hedyot hu da adam osei kenunya al hedyot. Why? When we say make a shvua because maybe the guy mortgaged it to his friend to try and hide it from you. And therefore, he'd make all these knuniot, right, like collusions, to try and escape you. Aval hegdesh, the Anadam will say knuni al hegdesh. But maybe with hegdesh, that guy would never lie to us and go and give it to hegdesh, and hegdesh aren't hiding it from it. Really is hegdesh. Therefore, I don't need a shvua for hegdesh. Kamashwa, even for hegdesh, you need a shvua. We don't trust anybody. You've got to make a shvua for hegdesh. Okay. So that is the end of that sugya there. Nahamar av amar avuna, shchiv mera, shehigdish. Right, let's see about batteries in this Gemara. Shchimera, shehigdish kol nechasav, v'amar mane leploni beyadi. So on the one, he's lying on his deathbed, and he was magdish all his nechasim, and then he said, mane leploni, I've got a ploni of money, and we didn't believe him. Why? Chazak ana moseh kenunya lahegdesh. You just said a second ago that we're going to make a shvua nonetheless on the hegdesh, kamash molan, that even a kenunya with hegdesh we worried about. Here we believe him, ana moseh kenunya. So he said, no, the difference. Amrei lo, hane mini shchiv mira. That's a shchiv mira. Ein adam chote velo lo. He's not going to sin. That's the interesting one to say. Ein adam chote velo lo. He's not going to lie when he's getting no direct benefit. Who's going to get the benefit from his lies? He's Yorshim. Huh? Okay, man. Well, they believe in reincarnation, that's why. Right? He says, Ein adam chote velo lo. Right? But aval kenunya, aval gabe bari, vadai chashinan. With regards to a bari, we can definitely worry about it, and therefore there's a chashash, therefore we have to make sure. Okay, next mission, let's move this through quickly. But niti. Ve'elu dvarim she'ein nishmen alein. These are the things, these are examples of the Mishnah that you don't make a shvur on them. Right? Avadim, Vashtarot, Vakov, we've seen this, right? Avadim, no, and Shtarot, no, and Karkod, no, Vahegdeshot, and Hegdesh. Right? Now, remember we saw it before, right? Because you don't make it on Karka, and Avadim or Karka, we learned there is a Klalu Prat with regards to selling, which is Mitaltel Vermamon, remember? And a Shtar is not, is Mitaltel, but it's got no monetary value, the Shtar. Remember that? Right, and then the same by the same token on these on these things of the avadim shtarot karkot negdishot ain bahen tashlumei kefel. If you stole one of them, you don't make tashlumei kefel. Velo tashlumei arba v'chamisha. You don't pay 4 or 5. Right, there's not just make kefel because you can't really steal karka. Remember we said that karka doesn't exist. There's no kesher. And then shomer chinam. If you're a shomer chinam for any of these things, and it got lost, or whatever, el nishpe, don't make a shvu on them. Right, and a noseh schar. If you were paid. Ain't no mashalim. Okay, we'll see in the Gemara exactly. You don't pay. You don't pay. Is there a Rashi on that? No Rashi on that. Right. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kodshim Shechayav Vachayutan. So Rabbi Shimon says a difference. When we said Hegdeshot, right, that you wouldn't make a Shvua, Rabbi Shimon says that it depends. If it's a Kodshim Shechayav Vachayutan, then Nishba, then you would make a Shvua. If it's Ain't no Chay Vachayutan, Ain't Nishba. The difference between achrayut and achrayut, not achrayut. Remember we had examples. Look at Rashi there. Kagon amar hare alai ola. The guy sets aside an ola. He says hare alai. In other words, I'm responsible for the ola. So if something happens to this particular ola, I'm going to bring a new ola. If he says hare ze ola, remember, then if that ola goes, it goes. So there's no achrayut. But if he says hare alai ola, I'm responsible for ola. There is achrayut. Right, look at Rashi. The Hareola, the fish by Hamel and the draw, the kid alazir nishba lea or toshi pekulom yadod. Okay, Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says as follows: Yesh tvarim shehein bakarka ve'enan kekarka. The things that are in the ground, but they aren't like the ground. In other words, they're in the ground, but they haven't got the din of karka as far as we're concerned. Ve'en chacham modim lo. Chacham don't agree with Rabbi Meir over here at all. And Kate, so what's the example of the Mishnah? Eser gefanim tunot masartlech. He says, I gave you 10 fully laden gefanim, and I was full of grapes. 10 big gefanim full of grapes. And where are they? They're in the ground now. They're growing in the ground. V'halo omer einan ele chamesh. And the other guy says, no, it was only 5. Rabbi Meir says, mechaev mitzat. Right? I admit to 5. Rabbi Meir omer, mechaev shvua. He says, you're going to make a shvua. Chaim omerim kol mechubar lekarka. Chaim said, no. Kol mechubar lekarka, whatever's attached to the ground, Arehu kakarka. Okay, he's like the karka, therefore, so you're going to make sure on karka, you'll make sure on these things. And the Mishnah says, you only make a shvur on something which you're able to measure, has a weight, and can be counted. I don't think it has to be all three, right? It's mishkal, midah, or minyan. Either one, either it can be weighed, it can be counted, or it can be measured. Okay, so what's the example? The guy says to you, bait male masar tilach. I gave you a house full of a storeroom full of wheat, right? Or kiss malei masaitam. I gave you a pocket full of money, right? V'hala omer ani yodea ela ma she'enachta ata notel. Now they got to go, I don't know. Whatever it is here that you put, take. So, but I gave you a house full. The house is only half empty, right? You owe me half the house still. He says you patur meshvua. I gave you a house full. What do you mean a house full? Tell me you gave me 10 kilos, you gave me $10 worth, you gave me 10 shekels worth, you gave me 10, I don't know, kilos or liters or whatever the case is. On the other hand, Zeomer ad heziz, the Zeomer al-Khalon, the one guy said, listen, I gave you up until the ziz. The ziz, I'm imagining, is like, I don't know, like to the ceiling, let's say. Right, we had this, Gemara, right, what did he say?
The ledge.
Up to the ledge, okay. The Zeomer al Khalon, the other guy says, no, only up to the window. That's already different, because you can measure, you can assess where it was, when it came, right? In a case like that, you'd be high for a shvua. Okay, Tashlume Kefir Minan. So now, how do we know that you don't pay Tashlume Kefir? Why isn't there double? He says, the Tara Rabbanan, the writer says, I'll call Davar, right? It's a Kalupratya. Yes. I'll call Davar, Pesha, I'll call Dvar Pesha, right? On anything, that's a klal. Al Shor, Val Chamor, Val Sev, Al Sama, right? We give specific examples. That's a prat, it's an ox or a donkey, whatever the case is. And then we say again, I'll call Aveda. We go back and say Chazar, we klal. So we got a klal, we prat to klal. Iatadan ele ka'ena prat. Right? We go like the prat. Now we since my prat before Rashtavar Mitaltel, we have a good moment. What's the prat? They're all things which are movables and they've got monetary value. I've called the Var Mitaltel. The good moment, anything that you can move, Right, it's got Vedat Tibian, therefore excludes Karka, no land, which is not metaltarin, you can't move it. Yatsu Avarim, we also Avarim, why? Because Avarim are Hukshla Karka. The Yatsu Shtarot, Apishahen Metaltarin, and Gufo Mamon. Right, let's stop over here.